Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies. I've got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know we need strategies. Yes, we do. We need strategies for living. You ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Ready or not, here we are.
Yeah,
here we come.
Yeah. Well, I'm making my list over here.
You are. Yeah, are you checking it twice? Is it that kind of list?
I am. And everybody on my list so far, I'm looking for my list is I'm making a list of who I can learn from.
Oh.
In business leadership.
Well, that's going to be
and
a
so,
long list.
I have all the good guys on here, and including Santa Claus.
Of course. Well,
yeah, of course. So the best guy I can think of, right?
Yeah.
But our life strategist today says something interesting.
What's that?
Well, he goes against the long-held conventional belief in the business world that leadership can only be learned from positive role models.
Mm.
Let me tell you about this guy. He's Steve Williams. And really, he says, we may have it backwards.
I think he's on to something there.
I think he may be. He says that we can learn a lot about effective leadership from people like, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Attila the Hun. Or Al Capone.
Sure.
Or Genghis Khan. Or Steve Jobs.
Sure.
Yeah. And some of them were ruthless, but he says they were also some of the most brilliant leaders of all time. Steve's got a new book out. It's not a brand new book. It's a revision of a book. It's great. It's called Notorious. It's Leadership Lessons from History's Most Notorious Leaders. And so we're going to talk about practices and tactics today of, the famous and
notorious
the
leaders.
Infamous, and yeah.
What strategies we can glean.
I think
we've got a notorious life strategist today.
I think you're right. And that is Steve Williams. And folks, we appreciate you being here with us on Strategies for Living as we consider leadership lessons from history's most notorious leaders. And we appreciate our sponsors making all of this possible. The Robinson Film Center. And Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Steve Williams. Notorious. We're going to learn some leadership lessons from history's most notorious leaders today on Strategies. Come back with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Hey, welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm David McMillan. She's psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. And let's invite into the program our life strategist. He has over 45 years of experience in the electronics industry. He gained prominence and recognition as an industry authority on quality management and leadership throughout his career. He's held executive positions in strategic sourcing, operations, engineering, quality, and organizational excellence, and is the president and founder of The Right Approach Consulting. He's been a distinguished MBA faculty member of several major universities, published over 200 white papers and articles, frequent public speaker, and has Notorious, which is his sixth book.
Wow.
And he just redone it, and we welcome Steve Williams as our life strategist. Mr. Williams, welcome.
Welcome.
David Lauren, thank you. It's going to be tough living up to that intro you just gave me, David, but I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Absolutely. So, you know, I love this idea. Mm-hmm. This idea, Notorious, and I'm going to hold the book up to the radio.
It is a sharp-looking book.
People can see it. The cover looks notorious. Mm-hmm. Where did this idea? How did this idea just download to you, or did it bubble up? How did the idea come about, Steve?
Well, you know, I get asked that question a lot, and it really started probably about 20 years ago. I was in the, you know, before I started this company, I would travel globally a lot. So I was in a Milwaukee airport, you know, I'm based out of Wisconsin, and there's a little bookstore that sells old books. And I went into it and was looking for something to read on the plane. And I found a book that I ended up purchasing. It was called Leadership Secrets of Attila the Hun by Wes Roberts. And I read it on the trip and I thought, wow, you know, how long ago was Attila the Hun, you know, being, you know, leader of one of the biggest armies in the world, and the things that he was doing then can be applied to today's business environment. And I thought, well, that's really interesting, but I didn't do anything with it. I kind of just filed it away in the back of my mind. And when I started this company, I became a certified leadership, I guess, speaker and teacher and mentor through the John Maxwell Group. And I started doing a lot more leadership development with my clients. And I remember that book, and I still have it. I dug it out and I thought, if there's things that we can learn from Attila the Hun, how many other, you know, ruthless type leaders throughout history can we also learn from? And I started doing research and trying to find people that had things that could teach us things about modern business that are not new, of course, but they worked in some cases 2,000 years ago that still work today.
Yeah.
And I started going through the research and making my list of, you know, who I wanted in it and who I didn't want in it. So that's kind of where the origin started for the book.
Yeah, and I want us to, I know primarily, and your primary audience that you wrote the book for is a business audience, and it's an excellent business book. I can say that with authority because I've got my undergraduate degree is in business and marketing. So business administration and marketing. So I can say with some authority, I would have loved to have seen this in my my undergraduate degree. However, then the graduate degree in counseling and psychology, I will go out on a limb here, Steve, and say, yeah, this is a great business book, but it also has application
for all of life.
All of us. Because
whoever us is not a leader or under guidance of a leader.
Great point. Yeah.
I think you're spot on there, David. One of the things that I get asked all the time is, why did you write the book? So you've got all these people, all these lessons. What was the purpose of writing the book? Mm-hmm. And what I tell people is, I've been in leadership positions almost my entire career. And like you just mentioned, when you were doing your undergrad, I wish I had a book like this when I started out in, my first supervisory position, and I didn't. And I made so many mistakes throughout the 40 years I've been doing this. And what my goal is to, I include not only lessons from each of these leaders, but also a lesson where I personally, from my leadership journey, applied that particular lesson and either did very well with it or I failed. And I want people to learn from both. If I can help them avoid some of the mistakes I made, then that's the mission I want accomplished with this book.
Absolutely. I will say that when I was in the radio business, I think I've had some notorious leaders along the way. We were yes. Saturday night, we celebrated we went to a life celebration of a colleague of mine from advertising and radio, and somebody, one of the speakers, mentioned me and my former partner. And after the speaking was over, somebody from the crowd came up to me and mentioned my former partner's name and said, the lady there said the gentleman so-and-so and you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And she said, so-and-so was no gentleman. And I had to laugh. And he would, he's, in fact, several years ago, I had the opportunity to speak at his funeral and do his funeral. And I think he would be, I'm sure he was there smiling down on us.
Yeah.
And I saw his face nodding when she said he was no gentleman.
I think
he'd have been proud of that.
Yeah. You would have appreciated it.
Exactly. Well, one of the first is I opened the book and the first is about talent management. It's about developing leaders and it's about high impact teams. And I was familiar because way back in high school, I can remember reading The Art of War.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
I read it, I think, in my probably the senior year because we were taking world history. And so we also took world lit. And I think that was one of the books. Of course, as a senior in high school, the most exciting thing to me was it was a small book.
Yes.
But that little book is The Art of War is about strategy and tactic. How did you choose it to lead off, Steve, lead off the book?
A couple of reasons. I have that same book. I've got that very small copy of Sun Tzu's Art of War, and I've had it for probably 20 years. And every once in a while, I'll go back to it and read one of the chapters or one of the lessons. And I picked him because I wanted to span a very large time period. Mm-hmm. And of course, he was, 500 years BC. So, it's been 2,500 years.
Right.
And he's the first in the book. And the characters in the book go in chronological order, with Sun Tzu being the first, Steve Jobs being the last, or most current. Right. And there's so much to learn in that little book. You're absolutely right. It's a small book, but it's so packed with lessons. And if you can interpret it and read it, even though it was written so long ago, and think of in terms of today's business environment, the things that he was teaching his generals and his soldiers back then still are things that we can teach people today. And he was probably the first person in history to even think of the concept of, I've got to have a succession plan. Yeah. I've got to have people that can fill in if I lose a general or if something happens to me.
Right.
And he would counsel these people, and he demanded that of all of his generals, that they all had somebody that could, next man up type of thing, where they could step in if somebody needed to be replaced for obvious reasons. And he also, interesting enough, was one of the first people to think in terms of span of control. And he had a rule of 10, right? There were 10 people that reported directly to him.
Right.
And then, 10 or 100 people reported to that person, 1,000 people, and so on and so forth. And
right.
That was unheard of back then. So he was a world-class strategist. And it just kind of boggles your mind that long ago, they were doing things that we're still doing today.
Yeah. And then, just to bring the other aspect of it in here, as I mentioned before, if you're a parent,
mm-hmm.
and you're, obviously parent, whether you're co-parenting with someone or you're single parenting,
right?
You're developing talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's just an example.
And potential leaders,
yeah, because you're looking at the quality of everyone in the family,
mm-hmm.
And it strikes me also the succession plan. I mean,
sure.
Really good parents, what we want to do is really kind of work ourselves out of a job, right?
Mm-hmm. Eventually, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And, at the end of each one of the chapters, there's four key takeaways that people can just go back to work tomorrow and apply. And one of the ones for Sun Tzu applies to exactly what you're talking about, parenting. Mm-hmm. It's monitor failure, and it the takeaway is how an employee responds to failures and setbacks, particularly when it wasn't their fault, will reveal how they might react to adversity as a leader.
Mm.
And if you take out employee and put child in there, it fits exactly the same way, right? And that's all about, what kind of skills am I teaching my kids?
Right.
And so does the personality aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Big time.
We are, we're learning today. We're learning today from Steve Williams, and he may not be notorious, but he knows some notorious leaders, and he's teaching us some leadership lessons from history's most notorious leaders. And you may or may not have heard of the first that we talked about, but I know you've heard of some of the ones coming up. We're going to talk about Al Capone, among others, with Steve Williams here on Strategies for Living. The book is Notorious. We'll be back. Stay right where you are. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
Welcome back. Welcome back into your daily dose of Radio Rehab.
You snuck another new one in.
Yeah, well, you know how I am. Welcome back, folks. Lauren Leon McMillan, Dr. David McMillan here with Steve Williams, our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. He is the author of Notorious. You're going to like this book.
It's a good one.
It is, and it's an entertaining book. My only caution is if you're like me and read at night, be aware that you may not want to put it down. You might lose a little sleep while you're reading this book. So it's, you know, I think that is a little bit unusual for a quote-unquote business book. And I put that in air quotes, as we've already talked about, yeah. Steve, because, you know, I really think this is beyond just a business book. But, you know, kind of the what you think about when you think of a business book is dry. Oh, I gotta plow through this. And that's not that's not the case here. That's not the experience here. So good all over you for doing it this way.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I really do. I was fortunate enough to attend an author's retreat that was hosted by Jack Canfield.
Oh, he's been a life strategist here on Strategies for Living.
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding. And he was kind enough to write the foreword for the book and give me a recommendation. And he said the same thing. He said, you know what? I not only just skim through these books when I have somebody on my show, and this one, I just kept turning the pages and turning the pages, and I was done. I read it cover to cover without putting it down. So I appreciate you saying the same thing.
I appreciate you letting me know that Jack and I, you know, you've just made my day for me
to
think, I kind of think like Jack Canfield. Yeah, I remember him when he was on. He told the story of how many rejections he and his co-author had to go through with Chicken Soup, Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and you know how they were persistent, and finally a little publisher in Florida decided to publish Chicken Soup, and you know I think Chicken Soup made them a major publisher from a little minor publishing company, HCI's. If I remember it, it was the name of the publishing company, but they got much bigger with Chicken Soup because Chicken Soup for the Soul kind of became an industry in and of itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a great story he has.
So let's turn to Attila the Hun.
Sure.
Some people may say, what in the world could Attila the Hun teach us? Well,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
One of the things he can teach us is about decisiveness, huh?
He can. Like I had mentioned earlier, each lesson starts out with a quote. And the quote for this particular lesson is, it takes less courage to criticize the decisions of others than to stand by your own. Mm. Attila the Hun. And that's kind of the way he ruled. He wanted his soldiers and his warriors and his generals to make their own decisions and empower them to do that, but also make them very quickly and take in as much information as possibly is available at the time, but don't go into a paralysis by analysis. He wanted them to be very decisive and right. be able to be flexible and react to changing war situations. So that applies to any business.
Yeah. And it breaks the, again, the mold when I, before reading your chapter on him, when I thought of Attila the Hun, I would think of just destroying everything and, in his path. And it kind of turned my idea of Attila upside down mm-hmm. to think of him as a team,
a leader,
a team leader. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And building that kind of leadership.
Well, I'll tell you, David, one thing that I learned from writing this book and doing the research is that there was one common theme that tied all 10 of these characters together, and it's probably going to surprise you, but every single one of these ruthless historical leaders, their first course of action would be to try to resolve any kind of conflict peacefully.
Wow.
And they would only resort to violence when peace didn't work. So Attila was the same way. He understood that, it's much better to capture an army and not lose a lot of my men and not lose a lot of their men and be able to grow my army through peaceful negotiations. Didn't always work, but that was his first choice. And that was a common theme throughout the entire book is, these people did some pretty bad things, but first they try to work it out peacefully.
I need Lauren to go out of the room for just a little while we talk about the next
leader. What are you
doing? Because one of the leaders that you included was the... her father was Eric the Red. I really don't want her. I don't want Lauren to hear a whole lot about. I don't know if I'm going to say this name correctly. Freydis Eric's daughter.
That's exactly correct. Most people say Freydis, but it's Freydis.
Freydis.
So it's absolutely. And Eric's daughter is, Eric the Red. She was an illegitimate daughter of Eric the Red. And that's how they got last names is by using, their parents' first name, like Erickson and Johnson. And this was Eric's daughter.
Right.
Leif Eric's son was her half brother. And of course, Eric's son. So that's how they did things back then. But she was one of the few, they called them shield maidens when it's a female Viking warrior, and relatively unknown unless you've watched any of the recent Vikings series that have come on television. There was the first Vikings and there was Vikings Valhalla, and in the second one she was the main character. So people that didn't know her after watching the series have come to me and said, I just watched and I saw Freydis and I thought, I know all about her because I read that chapter.
And she was fierce. She leading from the front was one of her deals. So she'd get right up there in the fray, huh?
She would. She absolutely would. And, there's that's probably one of the things that I've seen in my career that I've worked for a lot of poor leaders. And poor leaders don't necessarily want the responsibility or have the courage to get out in front and, you know, ask your people to do things that they've never done before. Great leaders would never do that. They would be out there as an example and at the front of the line. And, you know, even the great generals throughout history had been charging the cavalry with, you know, with their sword drawn, and they'd be leading the charge, where too much in our current environment, the manager, the person in charge just sits in his office and, you know, directs orders out to his team, but has no idea of what he's actually telling these people to do because he's never done it for himself or herself. So she was not that way. She'd be out there with an axe or with a sword, and she was the first in line, and that earned her respect, that earned her a reputation, and people would follow her and go through hell for her because they knew that she had their back. Mm-hmm.
Or in their front.
Yeah.
And their front. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Great point.
So what's a pirate's favorite letter?
Do I get to answer?
Yeah, you'd think it'd be R, but it's really C.
It's true love's the same.
You got Blackbeard in here. You got Blackbeard in here, but Blackbeard knew about branding?
He did. I'll tell you what's the first thing that comes in mind today when you see a skull and crossbones?
Pirates and Blackbeard and people like him.
And something bad, right? I mean, they put that on chemicals.
Yeah.
Right. Poisons.
That's right.
So his brand has survived, you know, from the 1600s to today, where that symbol, that one skull and crossbones on his flag, has survived all of these decades and you know, centuries as a symbol of something to stay away from.
And people when they would see his ship with that flag, or any pirate ship, particularly Blackbeard, they'd give up a lot of times. And there's the magic of branding. You know, oh, heck, well, we're not even going to go here, right?
Exactly. And again, he would rather take over. Obviously, they would be taking over a ship and the people on the ship and whatever treasures were on the ship. And he would rather do that without losing any of his people. And he wanted the ship that he was capturing to be in good enough shape to keep and use for his own purposes. So just his reputation alone, many of what could have been bloody skirmishes turned into a very peaceful surrender, and nobody died.
Hmm. Yeah, and you don't usually think about that, but I mean that you're making complete sense, you know, when I'm listening to you.
I've got a fun fact for you on Blackbeard. His favorite drink was rum mixed with gunpowder.
Oh wow!
Oh my goodness!
That sounds explosive.
Steve Williams, our notorious life strategist this evening, and that's the name of the book. You're going to want to get a copy of this. It's actually Leadership Lessons from History's Most Notorious Leaders. Steve Williams has managed to write an excellent book for business and all of the rest of us, too. It's called Notorious, at your favorite bookseller. Steve Williams is our life strategist today. We promised Al Capone, so when we come back, we got to deliver. We'll be right back with more Notorious and Steve Williams today on Strategies for Living. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Steve Williams today. Steve Williams is the author of Notorious, Leadership Lessons from History's Most Notorious Leaders. And man, they are packed in here. And I hope you get a copy of this book. And
I mean, it's great. It combines great storytelling with direct application and life lessons.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And you know, it's a short, it's a quick little read, too.
It is.
But it's packed full of lessons and stories.
You will not be disappointed.
No.
So we got to, you know, we promised Al Capone. Actually,
what did we promise him?
Well, Lauren and I go up to occasionally to Hot Springs. We love to go up to Arkansas.
Yes.
And up at an old hotel in Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm.
They have an Al Capone suite.
His old
the Arlington Al. Hotel in Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's like walking back into the 20s. It's mm-hmm. you know, when you
it
walk
is.
In the door, it's like, you know, you're stepping back into the 1920s. I think it's on the second or third floor. They have the Al Capone suite.
Yeah, but they do. It's there.
You know, we've never stayed in it.
No.
But I've looked in it. It's kind of...
It's a...
You know, it's got a lot of gaudiness to it.
Sure.
But, you know, but maybe one day, mm-hmm. maybe one day I'll talk you into it. But you don't, you know, again, Al Capone, you don't usually think of what could Al Capone possibly teach us about...
other than what not to do, right?
Yeah, about leadership.
Yeah. Well, we kind of ended the last section with a fun fact. Let's start this one with one with Al. And
okay.
One of the things that I thought very interesting that kind of relates to our discussion off mic before we started, where, you know, he ordered the deaths of hundreds of men,
right.
But he allowed the criminal that carved up his face and unwittingly labeled him for life as Scarface,
right.
to live.
Hmm.
And it was his sense of honor and integrity because he knew that he had started that altercation and he was in the wrong. Hmm. And he didn't want that to give him the reputation that was bad for business. And, you know, people may not know this, but Al Capone was all about business.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes total sense. And you know, the stories around Hot Springs are, you know, there were people when he would come to town, I mean, there were people that flocked, mm-hmm. that loved, you know, that left him alone and loved him, you know.
Right,
he
right.
He was notorious in every sense of the word, I guess.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. One of the things that I felt was applicable to today is that people may not think about Capone in this mindset, but he built his business like a traditional organization.
Mm-hmm.
He had the same, you know, type of titles and people running different divisions. And
yeah,
a typical day for him was in an office building answering calls like the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And he had a business strategy and a business model, and he executed it. You know, this was, of course, during the Prohibition era. So,
right.
But he saw where everybody else saw a problem, he saw an opportunity, because many people don't know that while it was illegal to manufacture alcohol, it wasn't illegal to drink it.
Right.
Which right. He capitalized on it. And, you know, everything he did, of course, was illegal. He had legitimate businesses that he just, you know, ran his money through. But he cornered the market on importation of alcohol from other states and Canada. He took over all the breweries and distilleries nationwide and set up a supply chain of his own, you know, truck drivers and salespeople and speakeasies. And
yeah,
he had security protect his investments. So very much like you would run a business today.
Very interesting. What about Steve Jobs? You included him. He's you kind of bookended this from, you know, very, very early. You come up to Steve Jobs. I don't know if does everybody think of Steve Jobs as notorious? I mean, so I was a little bit surprised that Steve Jobs was in here.
Nobody thinks of him in these terms.
Okay.
I'm a big Jobs fan. I'm a big Apple fan. So, you know, when he died, I still remember the day where I was, what I was doing. And
yeah,
I was sad, but I was sad selfishly because I thought, well, this may be the end of, you know, the products that Apple produces and the types of products they produce. So why I included him, I would also include him in a book that was titled, you know, the most influential and positive leaders in history, because he had two sides.
There
was a good Steve and a bad Steve.
Yeah.
And the bad Steve part of it is what got him in this book, because it takes very little research to find, you know, example after example after example of where he was very cruel with his employees and engineers that were forced to work 24/7 and, you know, cancel vacations because they got a new product launch coming out, and just knock down ideas where they wouldn't meet his extremely high criteria of what he wanted. You know, his whole thing was about simplicity and ease of use.
Yeah.
And if you didn't hit those two bullets on any new product you brought him, he would shut it down and turn you around and say, go back to the drawing board.
Wow. This is an unfair question, Steve, but
sure.
Yeah, you know, if you have kids, you know, nobody's going to ask you who your favorite kid is. And in a sense, I guess an author who labors over writing a book as good as this one is, each one of these chapters is like a kid. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I did answer that question in another interview, and I did use the kid analogy. I said, that's not fair. I said, it's like asking which kid I love the most, right?
Yeah.
But if I had to pick, and this is what I told other folks, it would be Sonny Barger, who led the Hells Angels for 50 years, and Steve Jobs. Hmm. And the reason I would pick them is because I lived in their time. Sonny died a few years ago, as did Steve Jobs. So everybody else, I have no personal connection to. You know, my wife and I rode Harleys for, you know, 13 years. So we were part of the, not the motorcycle outlaw club, and, you know, part of the bikers, but we were the law-abiding side that was 99%.
Right.
And Sonny Barger, I've always been fascinated with the Hells Angels, and I've watched and read everything on him and the club that's ever been published. And Steve Jobs, you know, we all lived through the Steve Jobs era and all the products he produced, and
absolutely,
how those products changed my mind.
Absolutely.
So just being in the same lifetime as those two people is probably why I would pick Barger and Jobs.
Makes sense. The book is Notorious. Steve Williams is the author, and he's our life strategist today. You got to get this book, folks. It's called Notorious. Wherever you buy books, it's leadership lessons from history's most notorious leaders. We'll be back here on Strategies.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations, and repairs. comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 1017 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren and David with Steve Williams, our life strategist today, the author of Notorious. If you want to continue the conversation with Steve, go get the book wherever you buy books, Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, the publisher's website, or you can go to SteveWilliamsAuthor.com. And I hope you will do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, after somebody's finished the book, or what would you want them to take away?
My goal is for people to take away practical lessons that they can relate to and they can go to work the next day and apply to their business, to their family, to any organization they're involved with, and improve their leadership skills. Mm-hmm. You know, my vision of leadership today is that we have a lot more poor leaders than we have great leaders, mm-hmm. and we need more great leaders. And I've worked for a number of both, and my goal is to be a little piece in the puzzle of elevating leadership in the, you know, in the country, or, you know, worldwide for that matter. And I want people to learn and think about what I challenge the readers to do is separate the bad things that the people I've chosen for the book have done.
Right.
And focus on what I can learn from them and what can I take away and apply immediately when I go back into work tomorrow and clock in.
There you go.
The book's written for any type, you know, anybody in a leadership position now or anybody that aspires to a leadership position at some point.
You have hit the mark.
Yep.
The book is Notorious, Steve Williams. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Learning RX and Pintail Roofing and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Steve Williams, for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.